happy to watch the Russian River recede, that's for sure. Still, there are a couple of shelters open in Sonoma County, and on the live line with us is Jeff Bumgarner from the Red Cross. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Pat.
Here we are again, my friend. How many people are taking advantage of the shelters that are open?
Yeah, you know, fortunately, we're not seeing great numbers. Out in Sebastopol, we had 30 clients stay with us overnight, and at the Grace Pavilion, we had about 70 people staying with us.
Very good. So that's about, what, 70, less than 100, right around 100?
Yeah, right around 100.
Okay, and I know that the Humane Society has kicked into this whole thing so that people were able to bring their pets, et cetera. Is there anything that you need at the shelters, Jeff?
You know, the situation at this point is pretty stable, Pat. As you mentioned, the river is starting to recede, which is good news. Hooray, hooray. So we're not anticipating an uptick in things. We're really planning forward and looking at potential reentry and helping to distribute some cleanup and emergency supplies to folks as they go back home, and then looking past that at providing some assistance to folks who were impacted directly.
Yeah, very common sight in Sonoma County post-flood, by the way, the Red Cross coming by and making sure that you have the things that you need, you know, the gloves that you need, all different kinds of things. So, yeah, you're going to be busy in that regard for a while.
Yes, that's right, Pat. You know, not the first time that we've done this, although this one was a little bit more scary than we've seen in the last couple of decades.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, the level of the water. I used to live out in Monterio myself, so I've got a lot of friends and neighbors out there who I've been concerned about, and you know, this one definitely scared folks a little more than what we're used to.
Yes, it did, and fortunately, we are on the back end of it in terms of the flooding. Now that very, very challenging cleanup part will begin in earnest. Jeff, I'm happy to hear that things are well in hand at the shelters. Should things change and you find yourself in need of anything, please let us know.
I appreciate that. You know, the way that this water comes up and folks get isolated real quickly. So I'll certainly take advantage of that if we've got a message for the public. And then just a shout out to our local volunteers. You know, we've got a lot of folks who are coming and volunteering their time here to get this job done. Most of the folks you see in those red vests are volunteers. So just want to give them a shout out.
Very good. Appreciate that and appreciate all of the work the Red Cross does for us in so many circumstances. Jeff, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
That's Jim Bumgarner from the Red Cross talking about the shelters and situation well in hand there. Let's hope the rest of the county follows.